by an illegal immigrant. Boy, that's a detail you haven't heard covered much. We're going to talk about it here.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock now. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. That was an EF0 tornado that damaged a Silver Spring neighborhood yesterday.
A number of houses in Silver Spring's Northwood Park neighborhood were damaged by falling trees during yesterday afternoon's storm. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says in more than one case, people won't be returning to their homes.
They have pretty significant damage. Trees fell, and there's a lot of debris, large limbs and trees down throughout this neighborhood for a couple block area.
Perringer says there are at least two homes that will wind up being condemned after trees basically split them in half. No one was seriously injured. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County police say road rage, not a hate crime, is the explanation for the murder of a teenage girl on Sunday.
Nabra Hassanin and her friends were leaving a sleepover to nearby mosque early Sunday to get a bite to eat. Darwin Martinez Torres apparently became enraged when one of Hassanin's friends rode his bike in the street.
He was armed with a baseball bat. He then began chasing the group. Torres was able to catch Nabra.
Fairfax police spokeswoman Julie Parker says he hit her with a baseball bat, abducted her, and later killed her. Her body was found in a lake in Sterling. Martinez Torres was arrested later that morning.
Nothing indicates that this was motivated by race or by religion.
ICE has placed a detainer on Martinez Torres. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The most expensive house race in U.S. history concludes today as voters in suburban Atlanta go to the polls in a special election. It's a seat that's been in Republican hands for almost 40 years.
Democrats saw an opening here. Enter John Ossoff, a political novice. He's just 30 years old, but he really early on in his campaign made this race very much about Donald Trump. That's why he got so much attention, and some of his supporters say so much momentum.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The death of UVA student Otto Warmbier, who came back to the U.S. in a coma from North Korea and who died yesterday, could push Congress or the administration now to impose a ban on travel to North Korea. Two members of the House, South Carolina Republican Joe Wilson and California Democrat Adam Schiff, have already introduced the North Korea Travel Control Act, which would require Americans who want to go to North Korea to obtain a special license, and tourists would be ineligible for a license. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on gerrymandered election maps in Wisconsin. So why are Maryland politicians nervous?
Wisconsin loses its case, then everyone's going to look at Maryland, because Maryland, by some measures, has the worst gerrymander out there that has not yet been struck down by a court.
Walter Olson, co-chair of the Maryland Redistricting Reform Commission, says reform seems to be the one thing that Maryland Democrats and Republicans agree on. One Republican member of Congress was so shaken by the shootings last week in Alexandria, he is now calling for lawmakers to arm themselves. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, who was at the practice field when the shootings happened, plans to introduce a bill this week to allow members of Congress to carry concealed weapons anywhere they go, with a few exceptions. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says, though, that Brooks is politicizing the shooting and is trying to interfere with D.C.'s gun laws. Ed Gillespie, who won the GOP nomination for governor of Virginia last week, is now calling for a series of 10 debates with Democrat Ralph Northam before November. 4 years ago, the candidates for governor had 3 debates. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,529, the NASDAQ at 62,39. Sports, the Nats blow a 6-run lead and lose to Miami. The Indians clobber the Orioles for their 6th win in a row. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lies, propaganda, and cover-ups? Do what I did. Go to MRCSticker.com and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's MRCSticker.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway accident. Be careful. No help on the scene yet. So you're coming up on this. It's a little confusing. This will be north of the toll road. Inner loop as you push past the Georgetown Pike. And I'm looking at these two cars. Left lane, just the hazards on. So you're coming up behind it and trying to figure out how to get out of that travel lane. Again, inner loop near the Georgetown Pike. Response on the way before you get to the Legion Bridge. 66, boy, we're bunched up and into the sun glare this morning. Solid Manassas, Centerville toward Fair Oaks. And again at the Beltway. 95 after you get through Aquia. Next set of delays in Dale City. 395 through Landmark. Now to the Wilson Bridge. Somebody had to change a tire. That activity was really a distraction for us. But all lanes are open. Your delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road. DC 295 coming southbound past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Solid lineup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching now, drier weather settling behind a cold front that brought the rough weather yesterday. 0.53 inches of rain officially at Reagan National. A little cloud around early this morning. Otherwise, getting into sunshine, partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. 88. Some clouds tonight down near 70. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow. 90. Thursday, mix of clouds and sun. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Gainesville, 64 in Bowie, 70 degrees in Washington. Can the GOP Senate pass a less mean health care bill? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us coming up at 8:05 will be Scott Greer. He is the deputy editor of the Daily Caller, and he will give us all the details on Otto Warmbier's death. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow is here. He is the host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Vince Colonnese. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. We've been tracking this murder from over the weekend of a young lady, a Muslim lady, who was walking with some friends from out to McDonald's from the All Dallas Area Muslim Society Mosque in Sterling. And while they were walking, a car approached from behind at about 3:40 a.m. This is on Sunday morning, and that's when things went really badly. The driver of that car, Darwin Martinez Torres, he's a 22-year-old construction worker from Sterling. He got into an argument with one of the teens on a bike, and then he drove his car over the curb, and the group scattered. He caught up with them in a parking lot, according to the Washington Post coverage of this, and chased them with a baseball bat, and at that point struck 17-year-old Nabra Hassanin, and then abducted her in his car. So it sounds like he hit her hard. And I don't know what state her body was in at that point, but he pulled her into his car at that. Then he assaulted her a second time in Loudoun County, authorities say, before then dumping her body in a pond next to his apartment complex, where it was ultimately discovered at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So everything about this horrifying. She was murdered with a metal baseball bat and dumped into a pond. But now we come to find out that this 22-year-old man, who is accused of killing her, is an illegal immigrant from El Salvador.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. So, look, remember what we were dealing with as we came into this crime. Was it a hate crime? Was it a hate crime? Let's listen to Julie Parker, who's the spokesperson for the Fairfax Police, on that issue.
No evidence has been recovered that shows this was a hate crime. Nothing indicates that this was motivated by race or by religion.
So what was it, Julie?
It appears the suspect became so enraged over this traffic argument that it escalated into deadly violence.
So they're saying now that this is road rage. I don't know, rage, hatred. I'm not sure, Mary, why the distinction matters here, but the cops are making it. Obviously, there's the legal hate crime stuff, but, you know, this guy clearly had hate in his heart. He hit her with a metal baseball bat, pulled her into his car, assaulted her again, and threw her into a pond. You tell me what that is if it's not hatred.
Well, this is why I have a problem with hate crimes, period. I don't like the distinction. I think it's ridiculous. And a dead daughter is a dead daughter. And the parents grieve just the same, whether it was a road rage incident that led to the death or it was because she's Muslim that led to the death. Either way, the parents still grieve the same.
Well, her father maintains that it's a hate crime. Here's him.
Do you still believe that this was, in fact, a hate crime?
This is what I believe, you know. If this many people in the street, why he run behind the Muslim ladies? And this ladies, you know, she have, you know, I mean, long dress and the cloth for, you know, everybody know this kid is Muslim.
That's Fox 5 with that interview.
He said there were many people on the street, but this was like 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah, but it's during Ramadan, and they were going out to get something to eat. They were walking to the McDonald's at that point.
So there were a lot of people?
And they were, yes, because of the hours they're keeping, they were going out to get something to eat at that time.
Okay.
That's according to the father, again, in an interview with Fox 5. Additionally, he says, look, my daughter was definitely targeted.
So you believe your daughter was targeted because she's a young Muslim woman?
Yes, this is what I believe. I don't care what the police is saying.
Okay. I can't, listen, he's a grieving father. You can't comment. I can't even imagine the pain he's going through. This is personally, and thank you to Fox 5 for doing that interview. I could never do that interview. I could never be that reporter to do that interview. I just couldn't. I can't ask a grieving father about the death of his daughter. It's just not me. I don't have it in me.
Yeah, it's a tough job. And definitely, and he's got some raw emotions here. Additionally, he got into the issue of whether he was born in this country or another country. Listen to this part.
The crime is crime. If he's foreigner, if he's born here, the crime is crime. This is what I believe, you know. Doesn't matter he come from where. He's Muslim, Christian, Hispanic, Arabic, whatever.
Well, I would argue here, actually, I would quibble with the father, because it does matter, actually, in this case, where he's from and how he got here. We know that this guy is an illegal immigrant. First of all, what do you think about this? Is this enough for you? Have you had enough of this crap? Where an illegal immigrant has murdered yet another person in this country when it wouldn't have happened if they weren't here in the first place. If our immigration system worked. 888-630-9625. How are you reacting to this story that's rocking the nation this morning? Or it should be. 888-630-9625. I'm amazed. I'm not that amazed because it's expected now, but I'm amazed to have heard some of the coverage of this story not mention the fact that ICE had placed a detainer on him or that he was an illegal immigrant. That this just doesn't come up. That it's just like another killing, random murder suspect. What? And the fact that he's an illegal immigrant is innately germane to this story, I think, because this would not have happened were he not here. In that way, for sure. So he's from El Salvador. He's now been arrested for murdering a Muslim girl with a metal baseball bat and then dumping her in a pond. And this is what we're left with. And my worry now is that because this started out as a hate crime story, when it was originally some random guy committed a hate crime against a Muslim girl and killed her, that was enough to make this national news. That was going to make this every evening newscast was going to lead with this thing. But now, all of a sudden, within the last 24 hours, we discover an illegal immigrant killed her. How does that get treated by ABC World News Tonight going forward? NBC Nightly News? What's going to be the reaction in those newsrooms now that this case is a little muddier when it comes to immigration status? And it's not just some white guy with a metal baseball bat killing a Muslim out of Islamophobic animus. The story has changed rapidly. Let's see if the newsrooms can keep up. All right, we're going to take your calls here in a moment on this issue. I want to find out what you think. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and on the Virginia Beltway, two separate incidents. First, let's leave Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge. Outer loop commuters
Stay to the far left to get past Van Dorn. That's where crews have arrived to the scene of the crash. Boy, a lot going on there with fire trucks, rescue ambulance. Again, outer loop, Van Dorn, stay to the left. Now, let's go north to Tyson's on the inner loop side before you get to the American Legion Bridge. Police car just pulled up behind the two-car incident in the left lane. So you're getting by that a little bit better that you see the flashing lights on the approach, but very slow, just north of 66 to the Legion Bridge for that crash. Now, on the southeast-southwest freeway through town, it's westbound as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge. Quite slow to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT and crews were looking to see if there was a stalled car along the way, reported there. On 295 out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, stop and go to get past Benning Road and East Capitol Street with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today it's going to be sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low around 70 degrees. And then tomorrow we'll get some intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high near 90. Right now in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in L.A.? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
All right, we're back. We're talking about this this murder of a 17-year-old Muslim girl in Virginia on Sunday, killed by a 22-year-old man who's an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, and that was confirmed by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, telling the Daily Caller that. We're taking your calls on this subject. Let's go. Let's start with John from Fredericksburg. Good morning, John. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, good morning. I was telling the call screener, this guy, whether he's MS-13 or just of that mindset that, you know, you get mad at someone, you can beat them to death. I hope they're not going to try to call this second-degree murder. I hope this is first-degree murder. He should be executed.
This is, I mean, I don't see it any other way, John. He chased her down with a metal baseball bat, first with a car, then with a baseball bat. How could it be anything but, at that point, premeditated? It's not just some, like, random crime of passion. Like, he that was intention, and he just kept following, and attempting to kill her, clearly. Insane that we have to even deal with this. Let's go to Tom from Hampton up next on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, just wanted to comment two quick ones for you. I mean, really, show me any murder that is not a hate crime. The term is not quite right. And then on the second part is, if it causes disharmony and disunity and conflict, then call it a hate crime and concentrate on politics, religion, and race. If it doesn't meet the agenda, then call it a generic street crime. I mean, it's absolutely terrible.
For sure. And my point on this, and we've been talking about this a lot over the last 24 hours, is that why do we have it hardly should matter what you have in your head. It matters what your action was.
It's trying to determine someone's motive. As a parent, if that were my child, I would want to know what the motive was. I get it. But the bottom line is the result is the same. Whether he allegedly targeted her because she was Muslim, or he allegedly targeted her because he has an anger issue and, you know, chased her down. And she was just the one that he happened to catch. The result is the bottom line. The crime is the same. The result is still the same. And this trying to figure the thought business is just absolutely ridiculous to me.
Mike from Maryland, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. I'm the father of a young teenage girl. My heart goes out to this man. But if someone breaks into my home and harms my family, I want that person convicted of two crimes, not one. And those who ignore the first crime in this country for whatever reason, they have blood on their hands today. Thank you.
Well, sorry, what do you mean by two crimes in this case?
Breaking and entering and harming my family.
Oh, I see. Well,
and enters into this country and harms an American citizen. They're guilty of two crimes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're on the issue of him being illegal. Yes, of course. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that call. Jose from Fairfax, you're up next, sir. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, good morning.
Go for it.
Obviously it's tragic, but, you know, we don't know about Muslims other than, you know, they go and kill people and you know.
What?
So what are you saying, that she deserved to die? Is that the rationale?
No, but the idea we have that, you know, all these people are violent, so let's get violent with them. And I don't think there was a particular racial issue. What you watch in the news, and then they said, he got upset, and you know, a lot of people.
All right, sorry, Jose. I'm not following you.
I'm so confused.
Let's go to Nick from Ashburn. And Nick, make some sense for me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm just amazed that there's not a groundswell of citizens who demand that the government start enforcing our federal immigration laws. Trump was stonewalled at every turn. The executive order, he was stonewalled on that. And now there's sanctuary cities that are essentially, you know, not going to, you know, provide... the ICE folks about the detainers.
Well, Nick, every time this happens, the counter reaction is, well, most illegal immigrants don't commit crimes. And then, by the way, my prediction here is going to come true. This will not be a national news story tonight. Now that an illegal immigrant's involved, this is no longer a national news story because it's not a white guy killing a Muslim girl with a baseball bat.
And this is why progressive poker, when you talk about the globalists and furthering their agenda, we've learned in the last 2 weeks that the Muslim card trumps the LGBTQ alphabet card. And now we're learning that the illegal card trumps the Muslim card.
All right, Scott from Fredericksburg, let's get to you right now on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. So the one big question I have in all this is how in the world are the local municipalities not culpable and directly responsible in my mind, especially given the, quote-unquote sanctuary status policies that are being implemented in many of these localities. Now, I don't know exactly in this incident what the local policies are,
right.
But I'm just saying in general, when these occurrences happen, you know, I don't see why there's not people marching in the streets.
Great point.
Kate Steinle's family sued and a judge dismissed it.
All right. Well, it's something to keep track of. I'm sure more lawsuits are on their way. 722 now on WMAL.
What's rich in protein, has no fat or cholesterol, and half the calories of whole eggs? All whites, 100% real liquid egg whites, that's what. Energy for every day, great in omelets or your favorite recipes. Look for the green All Whites carton in most major grocers.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them.
Were you very active before when you had that 26 pounds on your body?
I would say lightly active. I mean, I work during the day and it's mostly a thinking job.
So what kind of difference do you feel in your life now? Have you increased your activity?
It's a lot easier, I would say, to run stairs, for example. I mean, just yesterday I ran 30 flights of stairs in 15 minutes. And before, no way.
But you didn't have to do any exercise to lose this weight. It's all about input. It's all about diet control
and the right nutrients, and especially protein. Spreading it out, you know, evenly across the day like that, get your body into that fat burn cycle, and it's really quite an amazing thing to see it happen.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
What does Advanced Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advanced Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advanced Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're a little bit busy here, Vince, on the Virginia Beltway. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Now, the update on this crash, leaving Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge. On that outer loop, as you come up toward Van Dorn, two right lanes blocked. And crews, well, actually, they picked up the last of the cones in that center. So now it looks like three lanes getting by. So a little bit better. Additional lane open now. Still have just the far right lane blocked. That's outer loop Van Dorn. Now the change for the better as well. Leaving Tyson's toward the American Legion Bridge, crews were able to stop all the traffic and then get the incident over to the right shoulder. But boy, big delays on both of those stretches of the Virginia Beltway. Maryland, you've been calm on the trip through New Carrollton. Just some of the stop and go. Have our typical jam traffic leaving College Park and around in toward Silver Spring. On the 270 South, the earlier incident, Route 80 Urbana, gone. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, and then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 726 here on WMAL. CBS and NBC last night in their newscasts mentioned the murder of this Muslim girl in Virginia. Did not mention that it was at the hands of an illegal immigrant. It's already begun. Let's go now to, let's see. We got Jim from Stafford joining us next on Mornings on the Mall. Jim, welcome, sir.
Hey, good morning. Glad you guys had me on board. Hey, I think we've looked at the motivation completely different. I think we have to realize, and this is a hot topic nobody wants to talk about, is that these kids come from a very violent, lawless environment down in South America, Central America.
Yes.
And they bring that stuff up with them, that attitude, which I feel is, makes them not compatible with our society. And this is just one other example.
Right. A failure to assimilate with a totally different cultural standard coming from El Salvador in this case.
And this the man who was accused of doing this has a son and a girlfriend. So you're going to hear the cries of, well, he's got a child and we should be lenient and on and on.
Yeah. When, normally in the wakes of these things, we should have moments of reflection. Now's the moment. Let's reflect. 728 on WMAL.
I tell the police officer, I just want to see him. Look into his eye and ask him, why you do this to my daughter?
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new tonight at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
All right, so Susan Rice was rifling through a bunch of personal documents and then Now, all of a sudden, we can't get access to them because they've moved them to the Obama Library? The heck is going on? Why is Susan Rice involved in this? 7:30. It's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Storms caused some serious damage in our area yesterday, especially in the Northwood Park area of Silver Spring, where there was actually a weak tornado.
Now, we do have several homes that are uninhabitable. They have pretty significant damage. Trees fell, and there's a lot of debris, large limbs, and trees down throughout this neighborhood for a couple block area.
County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says a couple of homes were literally split in half by falling trees. Congress and the president are weighing what to do next about North Korea in light of the death yesterday of 22-year-old UVA student Otto Warmbier, who was recently sent home from a North Korean prison in a coma.
This Warmbier case is a mystery, it's a human tragedy, and it only adds to the crisis that is North Korea. And the administration's options may be very much limited because of concerns about other Americans that are being imprisoned in North Korea right now.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The most expensive House race in U.S. history comes to a conclusion today as voters in suburban Atlanta go to the polls in a special election. Republican Karen Handel is trying to win a seat that's been in GOP hands since 1979. Democrat John Ossoff is trying to pull off the upset. A teenage girl's death in Northern Virginia Sunday is being blamed not on a hate crime, but on road rage.
It appears the suspect became so enraged over this traffic argument that it escalated into deadly violence.
Fairfax County Police spokeswoman Julie Parker says the suspect, 22-year-old Darwin Martinez-Torres, attacked 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan with a baseball bat. Torres is now being held without bail, and ICE has placed a detainer on him. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,529, the NASDAQ at 6239. Sports, the Marlins fight their way back from a 6-run deficit to beat the Nationals. The Indians crush the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit. Using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology, your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Get ready for the concert experience of the year. The number one selling duo in music history, Daryl Hall and John Oates. And international music icons, Tears for Fears. Plus a special acoustic performance by Alan Stone. June 26th, 7 p.m., Verizon Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know. A new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Bryce Harper.
Harper to right.
His homer launched an opening day rally.
see you later.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. The Nationals.
He's going to clear the bases.
Outscoring everyone in baseball.
And there's 2 runs for the Nats.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Marlins. The series concludes tomorrow morning at 11:30 on Masson.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Inner loop near 210. Minor incident over to the shoulder. But boy, hefty delays this morning back near Route 5 Branch Avenue. So get ready. Long lineup again to the Wilson Bridge on 210 Indian Head Highway. Northbound, the extra volume to Palmer Road due to the crash. Doing better out of Brandywine. Delays have actually cleared on northbound 301. Had the earlier accident near Shortcut Road, and now a little bit of activity just on the approach. Virginia Beltway, here's the update. Much better now. Outer loop, that we have all lanes open. Outer loop near Van Doren still giving us delays, though, out of Springfield. But again, traffic is released at the scene of the crash, and on the inner loop at the American Legion Bridge, right before you get onto the bridge, that crash, too, on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, and then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Leesburg, 68 in La Plata, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Boy, are you in for a treat. 8:05, we got Scott Greer of the Daily Caller. He's going to join us, talk about a lot of things, including a tragedy, really. Otto Warmbier passing away, and Scott will have some updates for us on that. Larry Kudlow at 8:35, CNBC contributor, and of course, a host on WMAL on Saturdays. My name is Vince Colonnais. I'm joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. So, interesting news. This actually is just coming out now. But let me give you the timeline. All right. So you've heard of unmasking, right? And we all now know that when the government collects data on people who may be, you know, talking overseas. If you have a friend who lives in, I don't know, somewhere overseas, Turkey, and you make a phone call, well, they may be monitoring that phone call.
Right.
But they're not supposed to, if anything comes out of it, your name is never supposed to be known to anyone unless there's an interest in that, a specific interest for, you know, I don't know, you were talking about shipping arms across the border. Well, then they're going to find out who you are. But the names are supposed to be kept what they call masked so that no one knows who it is unless there is compelling reason for that to be unmasked.
So this is not like the big Scooby-Doo reveal at the end where they rip the mask off. This is actually unmasking the names of American citizens within the context of intelligence documents.
Yes, and it's a poor comparison because it was always the same guy on Scooby-Doo.
It was always that same guy.
The same
guy. By the way, he was always white.
He was gray, actually. He was really kind of gray. So we know all of this because there were some questions asked about the Trump transition team about how people knew certain things about certain people in the Trump transition team.
Yeah.
It comes to light. Well, long story short, that there were people who were quote unquote unmasked when it comes to things that were being known. Well,
right.
Judicial Watch filed a FOIA request for the documents. We've spoke with Tom Fitton about that. And they wanted the documents, including communications between Susan Rice and any intelligence community member or agency regarding Russian involvement in the 2016 election or the hacking between the DNC computers or any suspected communications between Russia and Trump officials. Because it came to light, according to, I think it was Mike Cernovich, the blogger Mike Cernovich, who broke the story that apparently all fingers were pointing to Susan Rice as the person who requested this unmasking. I think her name was floated, President Obama's name was floated, and an ambassador's name was floated, because there was also a question about the ambassador. How could she have authority to do that?
Yeah, and Susan Rice gave conflicting answers in public when she was originally challenged about it. She pretended she didn't know anything about it, and then when it was like evident that she was the one behind the unmasking, then she started basically explaining how her job works and it's okay, that kind of stuff. It's insane. And the one point that I make on this, Susan Rice cannot be unmasking the names of the top of your top political opponent in the entire country without your boss Barack Obama knowing about this.
So, well, Judicial Watch got a response, but actually pretty timely for the government. And they actually got this response. It's dated May 23rd. I don't know exactly when they received the actual response. And it is from John Powers, who's the director of access management for the NSC. Yeah. And National Security Council. It's right there at the top of the letterhead. I see it right there.
In order for you. NSC.
I was looking for it at the bottom of the letter. It's at the top on the head. And here's what it says. Dear Mr. Dunnigan, who is the person with Judicial Watch who requested to file the FOIA request, this letter acknowledges receipt of your request of April 14th of 2017. So it's very timely. It took 6 weeks. Documents from the Obama administration have been transferred to the Barack Obama Presidential Library. You may send your request to the Obama Library. However, you should be aware that under the Presidential Records Act, presidential records remain closed to the public for 5 years after an administration has left office. The Barack Obama Presidential Library can be reached at Barack Obama Presidential Library, 2500 West Gulf Road, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, with a handy phone number and email address provided. So they moved the documents. Well, and isn't that convenient that they went somewhere where they are sealed, secured for 5 years? How convenient.
Well, that doesn't stop Congress from going after them.
Well,
this is a public records issue, but I Congress for sure should want to know about this and should go after it.
Okay, Republicans, they're not going to do anything.
So, forget it.
Exactly. So now Judicial Watch is saying that they're going to find out when the records were moved, and they warned of legal action. Tom Fitton said, prosecutors, Congress, and the public are going to want to know when the National Security Council shipped off the records about potential intelligence abuses by Susan Rice and others in the Obama White House to the memory hole of the Obama Presidential Library. We are considering our legal options, but we hope that the special counsel in Congress also consider their options and get these records. Here's the deal.
Yes.
Special counsel and never going to look for these records because it involves President Obama and Susan Rice. Never going to look for the records. They're only investigating Trump and everyone in the Trump orbit.
Oh, you're so cynical, Mary.
I speak the truth. Congress ain't going to go after them because it's the Republicans, and they can't get out. They can't get out of their own way. That's just the Keystone Cops. They're never going to go after them. So it's only the only hope we have at this point is Judicial Watch,
or if somebody leaks them. Mary, Mary loves leakers, and here's a good opportunity for a leaker to do the country a service and share it.
That's so adorable. You think someone would leak something on Democrats. It's so cute.
For sure. I'm naive enough to believe that could happen. Oh, and you know what? Susan Rice was not the only person in this conversation. The intelligence agencies that provided the intel in the first place, for which she requested unmasking, you know, they have control of this, which means the Trump administration has control of this. I've always wondered if President Trump's so upset about all of these things, why doesn't he just go on personal fact-finding missions to yank these things out of the intelligence agencies? Walk your butt down to the CIA and said, show me the file. Forget the deep state. Like, why doesn't he just go over, snag these things, and share them with the American public? He's the declassifier in chief. He can do that if he wants to. Let's set the record straight here, baby.
Now I'm with you. And I agree. I don't understand why President Trump, you're absolutely right, doesn't walk down. Well, he'll send somebody. He'll send Jared Kushner, his son, to walk down there and say, I want the information. Now I'm with you on that one. And
genius.
I think he would do it. Super
right
genius.
Here.
I'm giving you super genius on that.
7:44 in the morning.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this.
Whew.
Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Tom, do you know why we always wear our 1-800-GOT-JUNK hats?
That hat makes me part of the team, and our team has a reputation to live up to.
And what is that reputation?
We're the team that's always smiling and cheerful.
And we're careful.
Very careful.
And why are we that way?
Because of the hat.
Because of the hat.
Wow.
When you see those hats,
all you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading toward our nation's capital. Latest problem right now, just with the rush hour, with the volume, now the crash. DC 295 southbound has come up toward Eastern Avenue, have one right lane blocked. Heavy as you come out of Chevrolet off of 50 and out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway. Those delays beginning near 202. Also, just an unusual backup here as we're coming southbound on Kenilworth Avenue, approaching 410 East-West Highway, and that's due to the crash. You are under police direction. And if you're coming off of East-West Highway to go south on that stretch of Kenilworth, also a little bit of extra delay for you. Route 100, boy, what a mess. We have an overturned tractor trailer for our 100 commuters westbound coming off of 97. That is shut down. 97, your travel lanes are open. Travel lanes reopened on the Virginia Beltway. Had two separate accidents, one inner loop for the Legion Bridge and one on the outer loop leaving Springfield heading over toward Van Dorn. Activity on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching now, drier weather settling behind a cold front that brought the rough weather yesterday. 0.53 inches of rain officially at Reagan National. Little cloud around early this morning. Otherwise, getting into sunshine, partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. 88. Some clouds tonight down near 70. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow. 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 746 here on WMAL.
Sean Spicer is in the news. There's always been, we've talked about this before, there's been a lot of rumors Sean Spicer was on the outs. And you've seen Sarah Huckabee Sanders doing a lot of the press briefings. They've also cut back on the number of press briefings. They were doing it daily. I love the fact that they've cut back. I think with this administration, sometimes saying less is more.
They've also changed how they're doing the press briefings. Yesterday's briefing was off camera, off microphone. They did it in the briefing room, had the full press corps assembled, but only took down a written version of the briefing yesterday.
Okay.
So it wasn't even like a normal gaggle. It was actually an entire press briefing, but they kept TV cameras out of there, and they kept live streaming audio out of there. So that's how they're doing the briefings now, and that's suggestive of a couple things. One is that, remember, the president, we know, reportedly sort of cordons off time to watch the briefing on television, and he can't do that if it's not actually being broadcast. So, and the White House probably doesn't want too much more of Sean, like, being clipped up and put into the news, meaning Sean Spicer, so now they're preferring that people just quote him by text rather than see him voice the White House's opinion.
I think tightening up the communications with this administration is a wonderful thing. I think it's a fantastic idea, but and I know you disagree with me, but I think they also have to tighten up what the president tweets out. He has been tweeting less, which I think, again, is probably more.
At times.
With this administration. Apparently now, though, sources in the know are saying that Sean Spicer is leading a search for his own replacement, and it's part of a larger plan to shake up the communications in the White House. Again, these are all according to people with knowledge of the effort.
People with knowledge.
Yes, according to Politico. Last week, Spicer and Ryan Priebus reached out, according to Politico, to Laura Ingraham about the role of press secretary, and Daily Mail editor David Martosko about the role of communications director.
Yep.
So Spicer and Priebus have had preliminary discussions with Laura Ingraham, and Martosko met with Steve Bannon last week. She declined to comment, and I guess Politico called Martosko, and he said, "I can't hear you," and he hung up.
That's a good way to field press calls.
Fantastic.
Sorry, what?
Kimberly Guilfoyle, remember the rumor that Kimberly Guilfoyle was in talks?
I've heard of her.
Well, she is, according to reports, not interested, has not been interviewed, according to the people who are familiar with this entire effort. Let's see, Mike Dubke, we know, resigned. Spicer and Dubke have been catching a lot of heat for failing to get people out there on the talking points, for failing to hammer the hypocrisy of Democrats who criticize Comey. This is all Comey fallout.
Right.
And I think they did drop the ball when it comes to that.
James Comey gets fired. and the White House's position on it is totally unclear. Like, there was not a rapid communications response. There wasn't weren't people rushing to the televisions appropriately enough. And it angered the president of the United States that they didn't have a coherent strategy for how to deal with that very rapidly.
Right. And those are the two, Spicer and Dupke, are the ones who caught the heat for that. I'd say, knowing what their jobs are, that's probably well-placed anger, even though the decision was made quickly.
Yeah, and without their knowledge.
Maybe it's hard to know how the president wants you to discuss it when you don't know. And so I go back to the president for a lot of this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is confirmed. Interviews are underway. She does not want the job of press secretary. I can't blame her. That is just facing a firing squad on a regular basis. I would not want that job either.
I will say, though, I think the press does like her because they see her as kind of a pretty coherent communicator. I mean, they like her as much as they'd like anybody in the Trump administration. But she's done well when she's been up for the briefing.
So they hate her less?
I think that's the way to put it.
Yeah, they don't like her. They just hate her less.
They hate her less.
Yes. Spicer is looking to move into a new role that is a senior role. He's looking to move up, as well he should. But nobody knows. And from what we know so far, an advisor to President Trump said he has not yet signed off on making changes to the communications team.
Well, keep track of who's going to be talking for the White House.
I say you go for it, Vince.
Don't be silly. 751 on WMAL.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis, and that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good
day. 7:53 now means we got to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC news desk.
Good morning to you. Well, stock futures are higher after yesterday's record highs for the Dow and the S&P 500. Shares of Lennar are rising nearly 4% in pre-market trading. The home builder reported a nearly 19% increase in quarterly revenue, beating Wall Street's estimates. The company sold more homes at higher prices and orders rose 12%. House Speaker Paul Ryan is promising to complete tax reform this year. Ryan will address the National Association of Manufacturers this afternoon. In prepared remarks released by his office, Ryan says, "We cannot let this once-in-a-generation moment slip." Shares of Chipotle are under pressure today after taking a hit in after-hours trading. The burrito chain says its marketing and promotional costs continue to rise. Ancestry.com says it has confidentially submitted a statement on a proposed initial public offering to the SEC. The genealogy website did not disclose the price range or the number of shares that it would be offering for the IPO. Samsung reportedly plans to unveil its next smartphone sometime in August. Reuters says the Galaxy Note 8 has a curved screen and features two rear cameras. And beach towns will never forget this movie opening. Jaws hit theaters 42 years ago today. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserved stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270, get ready to get past the crash. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Now, we have the delays for the morning commute as we come through Germantown and down toward the Capitol Beltway. But now, southbound right near Falls Road, that's where we have the crash. It looks like at least one lane is going to be blocked. You might have to block the two right lanes. Again, in Rockville, 270 southbound direction. Top side of the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, backing up before Route 5 this morning. That's due to two earlier incidents that we had. One was a tire changer that was over to the shoulder, but nonetheless a distraction. Glen Burnie, oh boy, overturned tractor trailer closes eastbound Route 100 at I-97. And on the Virginia Beltway, leaving Springfield, heading toward the Wilson Bridge, earlier crash near Van Dorn over to the shoulder. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, and then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 7:57 on WMAL.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when Mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and Dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to Mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
One Touch Ultra meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the One Touch Vario Flex meter today. And remember, One-touch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Fire away, Mary.
The CIA, I was reading about this. It's so interesting. The CIA may be spying on a lot of us, and I was just reading about it. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
I'll have the details for you.
They definitely saw you miss your tees. And Scott Greer is coming up, too. He's got an update for you on the Otto Warmbier story. Tragic story, but Scott's a smart guy, and he's going